so. Older wine, maybe even longer, hour and a half. If it's over 10 years old, might allow it to go. But usually if you have that kind of time while you're cooking or when you're in your kitchen or while you're letting your meat cook on the beautiful,
big green egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
Nice.
You're getting there.
So, really? Breathing?
Yeah. And what does the breathing process do for the wine?
Just kind of exposes it to oxygen and sometimes can release some different flavors and smells. Just changes a little bit. Opens up a little bit. Sometimes, especially with a red wine, it can be a little tight, right, when you open it up, and it just allows it to open up a little bit.
Bogdan shaking his head. I think he's one of those guys who probably lets it breathe. And now, once you've let it breathe, okay, it's alive! Now what do?
You drink it.
No.
Pick up my glass.
Yeah, see, that's what this is the snobbery part.
It's only snobbery if you get the pinky out.
Oh, okay.
You keep your pinky in.
Now, why do they twirl it?
Just releases a little bit more aromas. You can look at the side
and see the legs
on the side and see if you've got a nice viscous wine. Yes,
Sister's
I just used
legs.
Viscous and in the appropriate tense.
Wow.
Viscous. And then, you know, just take a little smell.
All right, now when it comes to the actual tasting, now I've seen people,
that's good wine. Yeah.
They do all this stuff. Okay.
I keep it a little simpler than
okay.
that.
Okay.
And then they
I'll
spit
show
it
you
out.
Simple.
Yeah.
You want to see simple?
Oh my God.
I do.
He put the microphone down.
Oh no.
No. Kevin, it's not tequila.
No.
It is not.
Oh, he's smelling it on his wrist.
Along with his breath.
It is not a shot of tequila.
He just said it's fruit.
Did you put salt on there first?
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh. Now he's drinking it out of his hand. Oh, people. And he's making a fish face.
I'm a little bit...
He needs to wash his hands now.
You're on both sides of the spectrum here because you're drank it out of your hand and kind of swirled it in your mouth a little bit.
That's how you get the flavor profiles. It's jammy. It's got, you know, it's got some hints of plum. And I'm telling you, I'm sorry.
Wondering if you got a little extra salt out of that whole program.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should do
it. Your wife says that's how you get the flavor.
Now you're doing it the highbrow way.
The noises are not appealing in a microphone, my friend.
Oh my gosh,
but
dead silence.
What did you get out of your wine?
I haven't tasted it yet. I'm swirling.
Kevin, if you want to be a part of the show, you've got to participate with a microphone.
Of the three wines, you know, Cabernet is the most tannic of all of them. And we were going to talk a little bit about a little...
tannin.
The tannins, yes. Yeah. So tannins, they're in the seeds and the skins, correct?
Correct.
So black tea is actually very high in tannins. And that's why it tells you to only steep it for about 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the tea, because it's going to get very strong. And those tannins are going to have a very dry flavor. So if you take the same tea, steep one cup for 3 minutes, one for about 6, and then for 10 for the last. And as you drink each, you can kind of taste how those tannins have developed and how they're drying out your palate. And it's not enjoyable with tea because tea doesn't have that beautiful balance of the acidity to bring back the moisture to your mouth.
Really?
So have a glass of juice or some gummy worms ready when you're doing your tea tannin experiment.
Gummy worms?
Yes. Okay, so sour will make you salivate. So if you're going to taste these teas
Kevin just
for the
grabs
tannins.
A lemon. He wouldn't do gummy worms.
Yeah.
He just
I'd rather look at those
something,
pork...
Something to get it going again.
That gets me drooling. But anyway, so that's a great way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, though, the way I taste wine, I think is significantly more hand-to-mouth, more bottle
literally.
To... Yeah.
From the glass.
Yeah, you don't know where that glass has been.
Oh, God. In a dishwasher.
You don't know that? Well, I do at the Big Green Egg.
Yes.
But because it is
the ultimate cooking
experience.
That's right.
And eating and drinking experience. But anyway, I know where my hand's been. But anyway, since I know not everybody's going to be as forward-thinking as I am, one of the things I've always was taught about tannins was the best way to know if you've got a lot of tannins, run your tongue over your teeth after you've had some wine. It's like sandpaper. The more it's like sandpaper, the more tannins.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, in all seriousness, you know, it's really important that you just enjoy the way that you're having wine, and it should be really mellow and fun. And, like, it's all about just like the cooking with the Big Green Egg, bringing people together, having fun, opening the bottle, pouring it. If you like it, have another have another glass.
Or two, or three.
For some reason, if it's not the wine that you prefer, Tom Gore Vineyards, we make two other ones and try one of those. Hopefully we'll make something that you really like.
It's all excellent.
And the beautiful thing about it is, and you said it early on in the show, it's about personal taste.
Yeah.
Whatever wine you like goes good with whatever you want it to go with. There's just basic rules of thumb. And I kind of like She Who Must Be Obeyed likes the ice wine. Now, most people, you tell them ice wine, and they go, ice? Oh, my God. It's so sweet. But it's a very difficult wine.
Yeah,
You can't make it
in California. And the best ice wines are beautifully balanced. I generally have them with dessert. But you can have them with anything. And when you like them, you like them. It's all good.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of wine, but I have tried some of the ice wine. It's okay. I thought that was very good. Of course, I had to sample it my way. Yeah. So I could get more in touch with my inner being. and it worked very, very well.
Are you feeling more in touch with your inner being
now? I am.
Great.
I am. And I'm trying to relate to your California attitude. You know, it's like, I get it, man. I'm there.
Yeah, it's cool.
You need to take a trip.
It's cool, man. It's no problem.
Yeah, see? But anyway, we are with Tom Gore. He is of Tom Gore Winery. He is from the famed Sonoma Valley. Actually, he's from Alexander Valley in Sonoma. And he's right outside Geyserville, or at my age, it's Geezerville. just kidding.
But I'm bummed.
Really?
Yep.
Now, let's finish up real quickly. You put beautiful, beautiful New Zealand lamb on top of?
Couscous. And the couscous, you know, couscous is really easy to make. Super, super easy. And I'm halfway through the process here. But what you do is I just sauteed some onion and a little bit of butter and olive oil.
What kind of onions?
Sweet Vidalia onion.
Real sweet onions by Schumann Produce. And how do we know they're real sweet? Because if it doesn't say it on the name of the bag or the tag.
It is.
That's right.
And then I added some chicken stock, really good quality chicken stock, and brought it to a boil. And the minute it came to a boil, I just dumped the couscous in, put a lid on it, took it off the heat. 10 minutes later, you're good to go. Now, at the very end, I added some mint and some pine nuts, and y'all been talking so long, I had to reheat it, which is what I'm doing right now. So we're about to taste this and have some new deliciousness to go with the lamb.
It's really cool. It seems like it's a recipe that has a lot of great flavor, but you can really do at the end of the day when you get home and not have it take too much time.
Yeah. It's one of those recipes that I call PhD, push here dummy. It's like one or two, three things, very easy to do. The level of difficulty is not high. It's a great recipe. It tastes like a lot of effort went into it, but it's very doable at the end of the day.
Well, and if you look at the whole dish composed together, if you did, like to your point, if you had the lamb marinating from the night before, you come home from work, this whole thing is eating gourmet, but it takes a real short period of time, and pair it with some of this beautiful Cabernet, and you're on your way.
You got a great night. That's right.
Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to get a group picture.
with our wine.
Yes, we ought to.
Can we eat first? Because hot food, you know.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right, let's eat.
The chef said, let's eat. So she's going to plate it up. And I'm telling you, my friends, it doesn't get any better than this. We're going to have some incredible lamb over a bed of couscous with Tom Gore wine, and the wine you chose?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Absolutely. Perfect for almost every occasion. And so I think before we eat, Chef, if you would come out from behind the kitchen, and Tom will pour you.
She has one.
She already has one. Okay.
Yes.
Let's the four of us come out here together.
Are we chin-chinning?
And we will do this in celebration of incredible wines to Tom Gore. And Tom Gore Wineries, long may your grapes grow and your children be fat and happy.
And may we eat food off of the big green egg.
There we go. Cheers, everyone. More Salute. Food, fun, and celebration of the good life. Thank you, Rob. You were awesome for helping us out. Now grab a glass and get out of here, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.